1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin will join another multi-state lawsuit seeking to block actions taken by the Trump administration. According to a press release, the coalition filed a lawsuit last week seeking to block the Secretary of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services from enforcing a declaration that would limit the ability of young people to receive gender-affirming care. The declaration from earlier this month claims that certain forms of gender-affirming care are unsafe and ineffective and would block healthcare providers and institutions from participating in Medicare and Medicaid. It would also ban payments to healthcare providers who provide that gender-affirming care through Medicaid. The multi-state lawsuit alleges that the declaration violated federal statutes by unlawfully changing medical standards without going through the required notice and comment process, undermining the ability of states to regulate medical care. The lawsuit also argues that the declaration is an overreach by the federal government, as the Department of Health and Human Services does not have the authority to take such action. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Corporation have announced the distribution of $2 million in grant funding to support housing insecure residents. According to a press release, the funding will go to 59 organizations across the state to improve emergency shelters, transitional residences, and extremely low-income housing programs. Governor Evers said in a statement the funding will provide essential resources to struggling Wisconsinites, especially those suffering from housing insecurity due to their physical health, substance abuse disorders, or domestic violence. In the western Wisconsin region, Stepping Stones of Dunn County will receive nearly $7,500 for new AC units in two shelters and a new heating board in another. Benjamin's House Emergency Shelter in Rice Lake will receive $50,000 for boiler room upgrades and other heating repairs, and Habitat for Humanity of the Greater La Crosse region will receive $11,000 to support new energy-efficient affordable housing developments. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college hoops. The Wisconsin Badgers host the UWM Panthers tonight at the Kohl Center. Head coach Greg Gard asked what's he looking for from his team in tonight's game.
Quite frankly, just we got to play harder. And that's something I didn't think we did when I watched it in person and going through the film. It was obvious. Good teams will make you look foolish if you don't.
NBA, the Bucks beat the Hornets in Charlotte 123-113. Bobby Portis with 25 points, Giannis with 24. It's the first time since October the Bucks have won back-to-back games. The athletic director at UW-Platteville has been fired. Michael Knipe was hired a year and a half ago. No details. University officials say it's a personnel matter. NFL, the Packers' Micah Parsons had surgery on his left knee to repair the torn ACL he suffered in Denver 2 weeks ago. The average recovery time is 9 to 12 months. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today with a little light snow by late this morning into early afternoon. Just a dusting with a high today right around 29. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the mid to upper teens tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a little more light snow and a high in the upper teens to low 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.